Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Shannon Schwabe, founder of Blue Water Startups and Entrepreneurs. Welcome, Shannon.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so Blue Water Startups is offering something called micro grant funding right now for entrepreneurs. What's a micro grant?
So a micro grant is a small amount of money that you might need for a membership for something. For example, like we had talked about a chamber membership, or maybe you've got a professional membership that you need that you want to have to move your business forward, but it just hasn't been the right time to do it, or you didn't want to spend that extra money. And so that's where a micro grant will really come in handy.
Yeah, some of those memberships to professional organizations run $300, $400, $500 for a year, and that may be something that people are putting off. So this funding is really there to help with those types of things. So the first step for applying for one of these micro grants is to take a survey at Blue Water Startups' website that asks some questions about an entrepreneur's ecosystem. What is an entrepreneur's ecosystem?
So that's one of our favorite words that we like to use, kind of describing the entire business support sector for entrepreneurs in our community. So from, you know, we've got partners that with the Blue Water Chamber, the EDA, Community Foundation, Blue Water Startups, the SBDC, all of these different organizations that help make up the ecosystem here to support our entrepreneurs as they're getting their businesses started.
Yeah. So what types of things are you hoping to learn from this survey?
We would love to know like what entrepreneurs need. You know, as an entrepreneur myself, we've been out of startup mode for a while. And so once you start getting into the day-to-day grind of running your business, you sort of lose sight of what it was like to be in startup mode. And so we want to ask these questions to kind of get back to the feel of what the startups need.
Yeah, there I'm sure are some very unique needs and challenges that go along with being an entrepreneur, you know, primarily kind of being on your own a lot. So like you said, you're an entrepreneur yourself. What are some of the benefits you've gained by connecting with other like-minded business people throughout your journey?
One thing is just support. When you're an entrepreneur, you know, you kind of feel a little bit alone. Your friends don't really understand the forces of running a business and getting that started. And so it's really nice to have like-minded individuals around you that you can share in some of the challenges, but also the successes, you know, of your business. And you've got someone to bounce ideas off of. And, you know, if you need some help with something, an entrepreneur is there to jump in and help you right away, whether it is painting your building to, you know, getting some paperwork organized. You know, we're always there to help each other out. So having that support network is what I love about Blue Water Startups and Entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really great group of people. I've learned a lot from all of you guys, just being able to hang around the periphery a little bit. So how can our listeners take this survey and apply for a micro grant?
So you can go to our website at bluewaterstartups.com. The survey, there's a link right on our website. After you complete that survey, it'll take you to the grant application, and then it should only take about 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's not bad. 15 minutes to get a few $100 to make a big difference in your business right now.
Right.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Shannon, for joining us. For more information about Blue Water Startups and Entrepreneurs, and to hear more interviews like this one, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.